AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says up to four people with automatic weapons opened fire on officers outside police headquarters early this morning. Brown says no one was wounded in the shooting, but the shooters left some things behind.
Our explosive ordnance detonation unit is investigating four suspicious bags left in front of Dallas Police Headquarters.
The chief says at least one of those bags is packed with pipe bombs. One man who fled the scene in what witnesses say was an armored van is now surrounded by SWAT team members in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant in a Dallas suburb. Brown says the suspect told them what he says was his name.
We can't confirm that the name he gave us is the actual person we're talking to, but the name had been previously handled by police for family violence.
The man who is still talking with negotiators claims to have explosives in the van. A massive police hunt continues for two escaped murderers. Jackie Quinn reports a woman who is accused of helping them break out of that prison is in jail.
51-year-old Joyce Mitchell didn't speak in court. Her hands were cuffed in front of her and she looked frightened. The judge read the charges against her.
Misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband.
Mitchell entered a not guilty plea and is ordered held on $100,000 cash bail.
Defendant will be remanded.
She's accused of befriending the two convicted killers, although the prosecutor says she didn't supply tools that helped them cut their way out of cell walls and pipes. Mitchell's family has defended her, saying she'd never do anything to help an escape. She's due back in court Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Four people, including a young girl, are dead after a car exploded in a traffic roundabout in Sweden. Police said the car blew up outside a fire station yesterday. The cause of the explosion is not clear, but they have begun a criminal investigation. This is AP Radio News. Six detainees, including three who are thought to have been bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, have been freed from Guantanamo, sent to Oman. Shirley Smith has more.
The transfer is the first movement of detainees out of the U.S. prison for terrorism suspects in 5 months, and it comes as Congress considers restricting transfers. Guantanamo's population is now down to 116. The latest move means President Obama has now transferred more than half of the 242 detainees who were at Guantanamo when he was sworn into office after campaigning on a promise to close it. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being recognized with a Navy ship named in her honor at a shipyard in Mobile, Alabama. Giffords will be at today's christening of the USS Gabrielle Giffords, the Navy's 10th combat ship designed to operate in shallow coastal waters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.